It's modern, it moves fast, and it hits hard. That's right, it's the Army.
This is the Army Hour, reporting the Army's far-flung operations. For the men who stood fast and earned the nickname Rock of the Marne, who followed the long road from Casablanca to Salzburg to Khum Sang, whose motto is, We're Staying There. For those men of the 3rd Infantry Division, past and present, here is the division's own song by the United States Army Band and Chorus, The Dog-Faced Soldier.
I wouldn't give a bean to be a fancy pet marine. I'd rather be a dog-faced soldier like I am, I wouldn't break my old routine for all the naked dungarees. For I'm the walking pride of Uncle Sam. On all the posters and I read it, then the army will bend. So the daring me down to still be older again.
One of the 3rd Division's most illustrious names is now a well-known motion picture actor, but he will always be remembered in the history of the United States Army as the most decorated soldier of World War II. That would be none other than Audie Murphy, of course, whom we meet now as we call in our Army Hour reporter, PFC Ralph McDermid, in Western Germany.
This is Army PFC Ralph McDermid of the 3rd Infantry Division's Information Office speaking. Visiting our microphone this afternoon is Mr. Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier in America and currently a celebrated actor. While on a film location here in Western Germany, Audie Murphy had the opportunity to visit his former unit, the 3rd Infantry Division. Audie, welcome back to the 3rd Division.
Thanks, Ralph. It's good to be back again.
What is the subject of the film you are making at the present time?
Ralph, this film is a documentary made in cooperation with the Defense Department and has to do with the role that missiles play in our modern army.
What are your impressions of the equipment you've seen in our modern army?
Well, of course, since I was in the army some 15 years ago or so, equipment certainly has changed a lot, and I might say all for the better. And I've been very much impressed with a lot of it, especially in the role of the missiles.
Audie, what has impressed you the most as to the combat preparedness of our modern army?
Well, I would say that the addition of the missiles to a regular infantry outfit seems almost unbelievable, and when I think back on the equipment that we fought with during World War II, I would say that was about the most impressive thing that I've noted so far.
Will our on-the-air listeners, both here in Germany and in the States, be able to see the film you are making today?
I'm sure they will, Ralph. It'll be shown as a public service, and I don't know what your television facilities are over here, but I'm sure that it will be shown on television in the States. And I imagine you'll see it in your theaters here in Western Germany also.
Why was Western Germany chosen as a site for this documentary film?
Well, we have our major units of NATO stationed here, and it is one of the most important links in our chain of defense.
What are your impressions of present-day Germany?
There's certainly been a lot of changes since I was here before, and it's astonishing the recovery that the country has made on the whole.
Otto, it's been quite a few years since your days of active duty. Does the Army seem strange to you now?
No, I can't say that it does. Of course, I've had a few years of Reserve and National Guard training in between World War II and now, but I love the Army, so I always feel at home.
What are your plans when you've completed this film in our modern Army?
Ralph, I've been making a television series in Hollywood called Whispering Smith. It's a Western detective series, and I have about 7 more of those to do immediately after returning from this trip.
Can you advise soldiers today on how to best prepare themselves to meet an active emergency should it arise?
Ralph, if they're paying attention to their training, I'm sure they're getting the finest advice available along those lines. However, I'd like to remind them of one thing that I've known for years, and that the Russians have a slogan, hard on the training field, easy in battle. And I think that's true. I think it's something we might give a little thought to ourselves. And so when you are training, pay strict attention and put all you have in it, because it'll make anything that arises later on a lot easier.
Otto, you served with the 15th Infantry, which was then, as it is now, an integral part of the 3rd Infantry Division. In what campaigns did you serve with the 15th Infantry Regiment?
I joined the 15th Infantry B Company in North Africa and remained with them throughout World War II from that point on. So that was by way of Sicily and Italy, Anzio, southern France, Germany, of course, Austria.
The 15th Infantry at the present time is on maneuvers here in Western Germany, and unfortunately you were unable to visit the unit. You have a few words you'd like to direct to the men currently serving with the 15th Infantry Regiment.
Ralph, I'd just like to say to them, I'm very sorry that I missed them, but I know how important these field trips are and their training, and that should come first above everything else. I'm sorry our schedule won't allow us to stay in the area until they come back, but perhaps I'll get together with them somewhere down the line.
We certainly hope so, Ollie Murphy, and thank you very much for visiting our Army Hour microphone this afternoon.